Well, a new study suggests that bullying gets better for some teens over time. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more. Jacob.
Marlo, a new study suggests gay and bisexual teens face decreasing levels of bullying over time. The 7-year study involved more than 4,000 teens in England. The teens were questioned through the year 2010 until they were about 19 or 20 years old. At the beginning of the study, just over half of the gay, lesbian, and bisexual teens say they'd been bullied. By the end of the study, bullying dropped overall, with just 9% of gay and bisexual boys and just 6% of gay and bisexual girls reporting bullying. Veteran gay rights activist Gray Hill says a decrease in bullying can be attributed to a greater visibility of gays and lesbians in the media. He also says we can see the effect right here in Houston City Hall.
As more and more gay people become visible, more and more young people and others realize that they know gay people. The statistics in Houston have been going down on a pretty regular basis for the last decade. A lot of that has to do with the citizens of Houston putting an openly lesbian woman in the office of mayor. You can't do something like that. The first year in Nice, the first few months in Nice was elected, there was all of this, oh my God, how did this happen? But since she turned out to be a very good and substantially responsible mayor, that attitude has changed, and it affects the attitude everybody has toward who gay people are and what they are like. Well, my old activist peer, Harvey Milk, who was assassinated in late 1968, said, you know, our movement is not about organize, organize, organize. It's about come out, come out, come out. Because the more of us that come out of the closet, the more acceptance we will enjoy in the broader public when they realize they already know us.
While incidences of bullying was at about the same level for lesbians and straight girls, young gay men still have a more difficult time than their lesbian peers. The difference between men actually got worse by ages 19 and 20, with gay young men almost 4 times as likely than their straight peers to be bullied. Hill says that can be attributed to unresolved issues with sexism and gender bias.
Well, and I don't think the statistics of improvement is quite as optimistic for transgender people as well. And what that has to do with, just because people are being cured of their homophobia, they're not through with their sexism and gender bias. The leadership of the GLBT movement is sensitive to that. I think we're all working on making environment better for everybody, because we always operated under theory that as we approach the promised land, if we don't all get there, none of us should take it for granted. And gender issues are more difficult to deal with, especially in an atmosphere where macho maleness is disproportionately credited, like a lot of Hispanic cultures, and in cowboy Texas for sure. But as we have women up to the task, and transgenders with a great deal of courage, even that will pass.
The study appears online today in the journal Pediatrics. We'll place a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KPFT News. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.